From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Governor Gary Herbert unveiled a $20 billion state budget proposal today with a focus on education and managing Utah's growth. KUER politics reporter Sonia Hudson is here to help us make sense of it. And Sonia, I see you actually have brought it in with you.
I have. This is a very large packet that they gave to us this morning. It's 140 pages, so there's a lot in here. But some of the big points that Governor Herbert wanted to hit with this budget is a focus on education. It includes a $407 million increase in funding from last year. There's about $100 million going towards air quality in here. And in terms of housing and growth, he's allocated about $20 million to affordable housing and also suggests creating a $40 million endowment for open spaces here in Utah.
Let's break those down a little bit. What has the governor proposed in terms of education?
So in terms of education, he has $357 million ongoing increase in education funding and $50 million in one-time funding. And so included in that is a 2.5% pay increase for higher education employees. There's a couple policy proposals, too. And one of those is asking the Board of Regents to freeze tuition until they can define what affordability looks like. But I talked to the interim commissioner of the Utah System of Higher Education today, and he told me they're actually almost done with those standards, and the Board of Regents could vote on them as early as March. So a freeze in tuition likely won't happen.
Air quality is in here as well. What's included in the $100 million dedicated to that?
So this is going towards a goal to reduce per capita emissions 25% by 2026. So the $100 million would largely go to an expansion of public transit here in Utah and also building out electric vehicle infrastructure. So that's putting in chargers across the state. Last year, Herbert asked for the same amount towards air quality, but he only got about a third of it. And this morning, he told us that this proposal has a lot more specifics, so he's hoping that will lead the legislature to fund more of it.
How is this budget addressing housing and growth?
So it allocates $20 million to affordable housing. $5 million of that would go towards a voucher program to help some people on what are really long wait lists for federal or Section 8 housing vouchers. It also has $40 million to create an endowment to protect open spaces in Utah. So basically, they would have a lot of interest off that, and hopefully that fund would be able to keep on giving in keeping up Utah's open spaces.
This is Governor Herbert's last budget proposal since he is not seeking re-election this year. And he also used the opportunity to really tout what his administration has done over the last decade. Is that right?
Yeah. One thing that he always really likes to point out is public education funding. He said for a long time that's his number one budget priority. In his time as governor, public education funding has almost doubled to $4.9 billion. He also talked a lot about government efficiency. So when he took office in 2009, there was one state employee for every 127 residents, and now there's one for every 155 residents. So he really is all about spending taxpayer dollars well. And this budget also includes a $635 million budget surplus. And yeah, he really emphasized being respectful of taxpayer money, which perhaps not everyone would agree with right now. There's an effort to overturn some tax reform legislation that was passed last month.
All right, the governor has made these recommendations. We have them here in this rather large document. What happens next?
So next, the state legislature looks at this. They make changes and eventually pass a series of spending bills throughout the legislative session, which starts in about 2.5 weeks.
KUER politics reporter Sonia Hudson, thank you so much.
Thank you.